Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Garhur Chesede. Advisor for Agriculture, Mathang Yanthan has called for continued creativity, innovation and collective efforts to address emerging challenges in farming, including climate change and evolving agricultural dynamics. Addressing the second day of the Banana Festival at Wakha yesterday, he urged all stakeholders to work together to ensure the benefits of agricultural research and technology reach farmers at the grassroots level. He highlighted that agriculture remains the backbone of Nagaland's economy, engaging nearly 70% of its population and contributing 37% to the state's gross state domestic product. Mr. Yanthan underscored that sustainable agricultural development is key to achieving a Viksit Bharat by 2047.
Probably a lot will not be able to do. Even if we are committed, it is not possible unless we all come together. The scientists, the researchers, the extension workers, the various departments, you have to come up with innovation. Then only we'll be able to transform Nagaland, transform the country. Viksit Bharat 2047 is looking at India to be the leading country, economics giant. Unless the agriculture sector is developed, it can never happen.
Reaffirming the government's commitment to empowering farmers, the minister expressed optimism that the Banana Festival will become an annual event for agricultural collaboration and growth. The Joint Coordination Committee of Nagaland Services Association has announced plans to intensify its ongoing pen down and tools down strike starting October 27. The decision was made at a meeting earlier this week with associations including the Old Nagaland Government Drivers Association, Nagaland Civil Secretariat Drivers Association, Old Nagaland Directorate and District Government Drivers Union, and the Nagaland Civil Secretariat Grade 4 Staff Employees Association. The JCC said its strike demanding transparency and merit in the IAS induction process has entered the 10th day without any action from the government. The committee cautioned that its democratic agitation would continue to escalate in phases until the demands are met. President Draupadi Murmu has said the power of literacy, education and knowledge has enabled Kerala to be among the leading states on several human development parameters. The president was attending the Platinum Jubilee celebrations of St. Thomas College, Palla in Kerala yesterday. The president added that this century is described as knowledge century, as knowledge takes society forward and makes it self-reliant. As a prelude to the 26th Hornbill Festival in December, the Nagaland government is hosting its autumn festival in New Delhi from today. The two-day event will be held at the Nagaland House. Addressing the media in Delhi, Nagaland Tourism Minister Timjan Imna Along highlighted that the event will offer a glimpse of the state's rich tribal heritage through traditional cuisine, handicrafts, textiles, arts and music.
बिल फेस्टिवल एक बहुत अनोखा जनजाति आदिवासी फेस्टिवल है आज के समय में हमारी प्राचीन इतिहास और संस्कृति और हम लोगों की सोच विचार और हमारी परंपरा सिर्फ अपना आभूषण के द्वारा नहीं मगर अपना संस्कृति आर्ट्स क्राफ्ट्स इन सब के थोड़ा सा झलक हम यहाँ नागालैंड भवन में हर साल रखते हैं.
Mr. Along also noted that the festival is a unique platform for cultural exchange and strengthen Nagaland's connection with a wider audience across India. Speaking on the Hornbill Festival, the minister emphasized the state's efforts to make its tourism policy more visitor-friendly, inviting all those who respect the environment and culture to experience the natural beauty of Nagaland.
नागालैंड प्रदेश का जो टूरिज्म पॉलिसी है हम चाहते हैं कि वो लोग आए जो अनुभव करना चाहते हैं ये नहीं कि धनवान आदमी ही आना चाहिए या गरीब नहीं आना चाहिए या देहातों से या शहरों से नहीं आना चाहिए ऐसा नहीं जो नागालैंड को एक्सपीरियंस लेना चाहते हो वो लोग आए जो एनवायरमेंट को उच्च स्तर में रखते हो जो गंदगी ना करे वहां की वातावरण को एहसास करे और वहां से अपने आप को प्रेरित करके अपने देश की विभिन्न राज्यों में आके उस तरह का वातावरण बनाने की कोशिश करे.
The minister said to make facilitate travel to Nagaland, the inner line permit process is being simplified and a dedicated helpline will be launched at Nagaland House in New Delhi, Kolkata and Guwahati. And in sports, the 12th Kohima Open Tournament, now renamed G Rio Memorial Volleyball Trophy, is set to be held from November 17 to 20. the Kohima District Volleyball Association has invited all interested players to submit entries by November 12. Forms are available at Sports World, Northern Sports, Star Sports in Kohima and G Sports Chumukidima. With that, we come to the end of Morning News. Stay tuned as we will be back with the Evening English News at 7:20. Have a nice day.